This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
Hey, it's a Friday!
Hey, Friday.
Friday. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio. I think I'm going to do a Mexican accent today.
It's rank.
That was Mexican.
Yeah, I think.
What is that rank?
It just doesn't sound like it, man.
Hey, compre. Compre.
Compre. What's compre mean?
Friend. Comprade.
Yeah, there you go.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm
comprade. Comprade. You're listening to the Jack Mate Show on... Can I roll with that?
No! Let's just talk to Will. What do you think?
No!
There you go. There's two no's!
That's not offensive, though, is it?
No.
I don't know anymore.
Yeah. Welcome to the Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio. It's Friday.
Why don't you just do our accent we do, which isn't actually an accent. It's just a random accent that we just do on the show for the Brazilian boy. Raphael.
What? It bit me.
It bit me, man.
Hey, man, come on.
Hello, guys. Welcome to the Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio. I am joined by my co-host, Tom Norris.
Hiya.
And my good producer, Will. My goofy producer. Goofy.
Hola, senor.
He's so goofy.
Out of all the Disney characters, you do look like Goofy the most.
Not today.
Go on. No, do Goofy.
What do you mean? I don't know what it said.
That wasn't bad. Put his hands on the trousers when he did it.
That's what he does.
Does he?
Yeah, he's no. A G, man. He's no G, Goof. That's what the G stands
Goof.
For.
Goof is not a G.
Yeah, it's old Joof.
Joof? Where's Joof?
El Hatch Goof. Today on the show, we're going to be talking about moving out and what it's like now that we've all flown the nest.
Oh,
we've not all flown the nest, have we, Tom?
Not me!
He has flown the nest in previous lives.
Oh, he has. But
I've been out of the nest. I didn't like it, so I went back in that nest.
Flew back to his mother's teeth.
Mother!
But we are going to be playing some...
Come on, man.
We're going to be playing some sick tunage.
You've already mentioned my mum's teeth.
2 minutes in.
Alright.
What?
You behave yourself.
Sorry, just talk to myself.
Judith has listened to this.
We're going
to
be speaking...
You're the one to talk, fine, sir.
We're going to be speaking to somebody from Moon Sugar. Is that correct?
That's correct, Jack. Well read.
My heart dropped a bit because I thought it might have been Sugar Moon. But no. Sugar Moon would have been horrible. It'd be like Button Moon. But
oh,
worse.
No, it's Sugar Moon.
Sugar Moon.
No, I'm joking. It's Moon Sugar.
Moon Sugar. Moon Sugar.
Unsigned Act of the Week.
Moon Sugar.
Independent Act of the Week, like we discussed last week.
Oh, we're going to call it independent now, just because we're a bunch of pussies and we don't like to offend anyone.
We are what you eat, Jack.
Thomas.
Hey! Come on! I support England!
What
the fuck was that?
Don't know.
Dump that.
Nah. Tick that section, Will.
Nah, give that a big cross.
Just that sentence.
In the podcast, just put that in the...
This is actually a script that we're working to.
Plus, one of the guests we've got coming up later on.
I'm
I say
excited.
One of, it's only one.
The guest.
The Irish maverick himself, Mr. Sean Burke.
Thank you for having me. That I'm so very happy to be here.
How happy on a scale of 1 to 10?
More than 3. 8.
Backsplash.
8.
Eight. That is more than 3, to be fair.
Yes.
What was the commute from Ireland like?
The commute, it was very, it was very far.
And, I'm
just really happy to be here. Je m'appelle.
I think what we've learned is accents are maybe not a strong point.
Accent. We should never do accents.
It depends what accent it is. I'm pretty good at some accents.
Yeah, well, maybe let's find out off it.
Apparently, if you say space ghetto...
Yeah, we ordered the internet. They have two.
I haven't heard of this.
We ordered the internet 2 weeks ago, Jack.
Well, if you say space ghetto... Yeah, but I weren't doing a radio show 2 weeks ago. If you say space ghetto in an American accent...
Yeah.
It sounds like a Scottish person saying spice girl. Ready?
Space ghetto.
Space ghetto.
No, but you're doing
space ghetto.
Yeah.
Space ghetto.
Space ghetto.
Space gale. See, it sounds like Spice Girl, doesn't it?
You didn't say the words then.
Ready?
Space ghetto.
Ready? Space ghetto.
No, it doesn't work for me.
It does a bit.
If you
space ghetto.
If you listen properly with your ears. Ready? Space ghetto.
Space ghetto.
Yeah, that works.
Mine sounded more like it, though.
No, Jack's
works
for me.
No, weird. If you listen to like back in slow-mo, you think, oh my God, we're actually in Glasgow. I had to think really quickly. Anywhere in Scotland. I got nothing, Jack!
So yeah, we've got all that coming up. We've got Moon Sugar, we've got Sean Burke, we're going to be talking about moving out. It's all good, it's all lovely, but we will go to the first song now. This is Catfish in the Bottom. Let me try that again. This is Catfish in the Bottle Men's new song,
Bottom Men.
7.
Larry caught a load of smoking. I wanna lose a couple days. We probably never struggle coping, but I never want to. Promise to get it, I will call her. Forget the time, cause I'm 7 hours behind. It's probably good I didn't call her, but he always wants to. Never get time, cause I don't think things through. Larry called a load of smoking. I wanna disappear for days. We probably never spoke of sleeping, but I never want to. Promise again that I will call her. Forget the time, cause I'm 7 hours behind. Probably get out here and call though, but he always wants to.
Catfish and the Bottle Men with 7.
Thoughts? Yeah, lovely. I really like that.
Sweet.
Will was just saying how he thinks the next album's going to be massive.
Before I heard the single, and now I've changed my mind completely.
I said massive then, you just like off.
Oh, digging my own grave. Just digging.
There was one they released before 7, wasn't there?
Yeah, Soundcheck.
I like Soundcheck.
I said it first.
Do you like it?
All right, mate.
Do you like it?
I did.
Did you like it, Will?
I did, yeah.
So that's two singles now. Yeah, two you've liked. Why are you judging?
No, soundcheck. Out? Soundcheck was okay.
No, soundcheck was better than that one.
Yeah, I probably would agree with Jack on that. To be fair,
look,
that, you know, when you get those bands where you know that you would really like, but you just haven't investigated them.
Who's that then?
That's them. That them for me. I've really got into them.
I'm going to see them.
I enjoy them.
No, you're not.
I literally completely. I think they're going to be the best band of 2016.
Are you going to go see them?
Yeah, I'm seeing them Gloucester. 2 weeks on Monday.
How?
Emma got tickets.
No way.
Yeah, yeah.
How'd you get them?
I was trying to get tickets hard.
Well, you might have a spare one.
No.
I'll go.
No.
Sold. Bagsy. Shotgun.
Nah.
No returns.
Yeah, turn him down.
No returns.
Turn him down.
No returns.
Go on.
Shotgun. She had a spare one in a ballot, but I don't know if it's gone. We'll talk offline.
Right, shotgun.
Sweet.
Oh, Matt, I'm seeing Catfish and Waterman in a few weeks.
Oh, you're so boring.
I fucking love him. And I'm wash
you were slagging him off earlier.
No. Yeah.
You said the lead singer looks like a lemon that hasn't been eaten.
Or washed.
Or washed.
Hasn't been eaten.
Yeah.
Just a lemon.
Just
a
lemon. As opposed to those lemons that have been eaten.
Yeah.
We know what that looks like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Matt, you're rank.
What have you been up to?
Me and Will went out for a little night out last week after the show.
What was that like?
Crazy.
It was pretty crazy.
Why was it crazy? What happened?
Robbie Knox, who was on the show last week, was with his Norwegian friend, who we all have heard a little bit about, but we had never experienced.
Desi.
And Desi, we went to the pub and he was sitting there talking away, and he's quite quiet, and he's like, I'm going to get a round in. And then he came back to the bar. They came into the bar, came back. Was only about four of us there, was there, Debbie?
Yeah.
Came back with three Guinness, three pints of just beer,
six
G&Ts, six shots of Jägermeister.
What?
Yeah, just came back with that. We were like, what? And Robbie was like, does he? We're getting a taxi in 15 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. And then so we were like, okay. I mean, we weren't planning on going out, but we were like, a night with this guy, Desi, seems like it's going to be a...
I specifically texted you in the day saying, I'm not going out tonight.
Yeah.
But then that all changed when we met Desi.
And then the hilarious thing later on is we met up with them later on at the Groucho because they had some food planned.
Yeah.
And we got there and Robbie was off his face.
Was he?
Yeah. He wasn't there long when we got there. He was very drunk.
Really?
And then so he left and it was just us lot, and we got booted out because obviously Robbie wasn't there and he's the member. So we weren't there for long.
It's not happened before, has it?
What they said? Well, they just come over until you got to go?
Robbie said to the woman he was leaving.
Yeah.
And the woman was like, oh, you finished your drinks.
Why did Robbie say that?
Pissed, wasn't he?
By the way, I'm leaving. Kick those anyway.
So yeah, because he probably didn't want you to fall asleep in the toilet again and ruin his rep.
Or be sick on the floor.
Yeah. So Desi.
Desi was there. We were left with Desi and this guy called Michael. Michael was a very nice guy, a very well-spoken guy. And then we went to the next pub.
So I think has Desi already bought more rounds in than Will has in the whole year that we've known him?
By buying. Even half of that round was more than I've ever bought in my entire life.
That's true.
But he, Desi, the overall thing you should take away from this, owns a second division Norwegian football team called Vidar.
Oh.
And we were like, oh, we'd love to come over. He was like, Wednesday, we've got a game against our rivals. I'll pay for your hotel, your plane, you'll come over. I was like, well, I'm working, Desi, but we'll try and sort something.
But maybe
you were trying to do it. Natalie was like, no, you can't do that because you've got to do this.
Yeah.
Maybe he was drunk, though.
Maybe he was, Jack.
Yeah.
But, later on, this place was mental. We went to the next place. It's like Shoreditch House, but it was Soho House.
Yeah.
And we were sitting there. We felt like a couple of twinks sitting there with two older guys just buying us drinks. And one round there for four beers was £53.
Oh, rank.
Remember that night when we went out and we were at the bar and you were like, how much do you reckon this is going to be? I was like, it's going to be like 25 tops. And you were like, yeah.
I bought a bottle of white in, didn't I, for Robbie
what
and
was
Saunders.
That, 45?
Yeah, 45.
Fuck me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know what to do. I'd be like, can you put the lid back on and we'll call it?
Because Robbie had been buying me pints all night, and then I was like, do you want a drink? And he was like, oh, I'm only drinking wine.
That's
and
when
I
was Saunders
like,
was there, wasn't it?
Yeah, and because they were buying it by the bottle, I was like, oh, I can't just come and buy a glass of white wine when they're drinking bottles. So I was like,
I would have.
Yeah. Yeah. My pocket was telling
glass.
Me I should have.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, but the funny thing was at this place, because it was Michael's membership, and You know when you like, someone's offering to pay for something and you kind of act and you're like, oh no, don't do that.
Yeah.
So Desi was like, I'll get it. Michael's like, oh Desi, don't Desi, I'll get it. But Michael didn't go anywhere near his wallet the whole time.
Really?
Oh, don't stop. Oh no, you got your car now. Oh, Desi.
We had a good 2 minutes to stop the action, but
yeah,
didn't get involved.
They're a really nice guy. It was a really good evening. But it kind of made me think.
Do you think he's. Yeah, both of them.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
What, big money?
Mega piece.
That round was nothing for them, I don't think.
Desi bought that round, like 18 drinks, and he was like, in Norway, this is five worth the same equivalent as five lagers.
Which is mental.
That's the cost of living over there.
It is crazy. Desi died for 10 minutes before.
Did he?
Yeah, his heart stopped for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then, but he's got this thing in his heart now, so it reboots him. If he's died.
Just literally just presses F5 and he just refreshes like that.
No, but his heart can stop and then he can feel it reboot him. He told us all about it. He told. During an intimate moment.
That
he
is mental.
He died during an intimate moment, so his wife technically had sex with a corpse.
Really?
Yeah. So not him, just a corpse on the other side of the room. It's just a coincidence.
Is he kind of immortal then?
In a way, he's Iron Man.
In another way, he's not.
So
no, we can all, if we all bring swords to Norway.
So let me get this right. Last Friday, I went back in the rain, right, to Norwich, and on the way back, a fizzy drink exploded in my backpack.
which makes me so happy.
So my brand new iPhone charger was broken, and on worse than that, my MacBook is now unusable. When I turn it on, it goes beep beep beep. I went out, had a terrible night. You guys met up with a, let's face it, millionaire football tycoon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Had all your drinks bought for your all night.
Yeah.
And to top it off, the guy's fucking Iron Man.
Pretty much.
Yeah. He's not fucking Iron Man.
Well,
he's fucking Iron Man.
He could fuck Iron Man, and I'd respect him for it.
Mm.
I fancy him, and I haven't even seen him.
He was just he reminded me of Tony Soprano. Very chilled out, very chilled out, but he was just, and he wasn't being like flashy. He wasn't trying to be flashy.
He's Tony Soprano cross Roman Abramovich cross Iron Man.
Yeah,
cross Ian Beale.
No, Ian Beale.
Well,
Ian Beale's an entrepreneur.
Well, I went to the waterfront with Westy, so I guess
there was Jason there.
Yeah, he was there.
Jason, get my bag. No one will get that. No. That's cool, man. And that was just the Friday. We haven't even got to the Saturday.
Oh, come on, then.
No, you go next. What was wrong with the waterfront?
That's terrible.
Why?
It's just boring, mate. That's why I'm doing this sober May. Not going out.
Save some pee?
Yeah, save some pee. Just save some liver. Do you know what I mean? Just keep it cool.
Big drinker in.
Yeah, but the thing is, I went out on Bank Holiday Sunday to a club called Mantra in Norwich.
Never heard of that before.
I've heard of it.
You've been there, haven't you?
I think so.
Yeah, you have.
Have I?
Yeah, that's
with
when.
You?
Yeah, that's when Lewis and Spencer Louis was in the garden smoking area and things were kicking off and we had that photo, didn't we, sitting up top on the sofa.
Yeah, I don't remember the kicking off bit.
Oh well, so Lewis being really lovely or some shit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but.
Oh, and I really offended someone outside. I remember.
Anyway,
so
that was the waterfront.
But, moving on. Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, moving on. Yeah. So I went there, and if anyone listening is from Norwich and gives a shit about recommendations and stuff like that, if this was TripAdvisor, I would begrudge giving it a 1 star. It was
that would be too much.
Horrific. And I used to live in this club, but it's just gone downhill. Like I got a pint of Heineken.
Mm.
Now, you got a feel for me here, Will. Right, go back to Birmingham prices, yeah? You've lived in London, so you're kind of used to it now. Right?
Yeah.
So the sting's been taken out. But I got a pint, and they served it as a two-thirds in a two-thirds glass.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and it came to £4.90.
Me being an idiot, what is, like, a two-third glass?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
It looks.
Obviously, I know it has two-thirds of a pint.
It's the same height as a pint
just
glass.
A thin one.
But it's thinner.
Oh.
Yeah. And, and Westy quickly did the math and told me that a pint of Heineken in there would cost £6.35. And that's Norwich.
Bloody
and it cost a tenner to get in. Doors opened at 9 o'clock, so we thought, we'll beat the queues. We'll get there 9:30. It was dead in there till about midnight, so we'd sobered up. Was like, we can't keep buying these prices. We're going to spend a fortune.
Did you go somewhere else afterwards?
No, went home. I was
taxi driver.
Beep, 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 beep. I was asleep by 12:30.
Oh.
Yeah, so my bank holiday was pretty mad. But then luckily, I'll tell a lie, I was going to go to sleep, but then my phone rang and it was some millionaire tycoon Iron Man chap.
No way!
He was like, come to Norway. So I flew to Norway.
Yeah.
I got off the plane. Robbie Knox was there, just like 10, 15 like supermodels with him.
What?
Robbie went, which one do you want? I went, none. My girlfriend's better than all of them. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Hey!
You had your fingers crossed.
Oh, Jack, well played.
Yeah.
Scribs.
Cheers, man. Thank
Tom,
you.
Tom, don't.
Get out of his arse, right, Will, every week.
Let's get out of the past and into the present.
Yeah.
What are you doing this week?
I haven't really got much planned, but I've got a little bit of flat roof next to my, you know, my flat set up. I might try it out tonight. So I'll teach you the details.
Got some flat roof.
I might treat it as a little hot spot, you know, get a few ciders out there.
You're going to hotbox it?
No, Jack, I don't
do
that.
Come on, Will.
Don't start this.
You said that because he's doing dry May.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. Go on, then.
Will's doing green May, isn't he?
Every month's a green one for me.
No,
you know what I mean?
To be fair, though, Brian, Will, just for your health and stuff, not so much for your mind, but for your body, if you are going to give up the fags and take weed up instead, I think that's a fair trade.
Yeah, why?
And I think Judith would be nothing but proud of you.
Will told me that he only smokes, he wants a gruff voice when he sings like Bryan Adams.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to close my
eyes. That is Aerosmith, Aerosmith. I said
Bryan
Adams.
Adams sing?
He sings Summer of 69.
Yeah, probably better doing Aerosmith.
Well, that's not
Will,
what I said.
Will told me that he was banned from Amsterdam because they'd sell out of stock if he went over there.
Oh, that is true. Afro Man based his first single on Will.
That's what me and Michael Payne get on. That's how me and Michael Payne used to, I used to deal for
it. Don't generalise people.
Yeah, come on.
No, he always fuck up.
No,
don't you dare.
Wait, Will.
Don't you dare. Don't start going down this one.
I asked Michael once and he told me to fuck off. He said, I'm not going to smoke that shit. Put that dirty, disgusting smoke into my lungs.
So look out the window. I can probably see him.
Was it what? Doing what?
Doing
that. Vandalising?
No. Having one.
Having what?
So having one.
Oh, I'm out of it.
Should we play a song? Because I feel a bit sick.
Yeah.
No, what are you two idiots doing at the weekend?
Well, not being racist for a start.
I'm not racist!
I'm going to the beach, you racist sod.
Yeah.
I'm done, right?
Yeah.
God.
Fucking bollocks this is.
Nah. What are you doing, white boy? Chewing tobacco?
Womanizing?
Yeah.
What?
Have you been on any dates this week?
Not this week, no.
Oh, Jesus.
Fuck me. How is he, alright?
Didn't go on the date.
What?
What? Doesn't work in any way. It's
fun. Anyway, we need to talk about a major serious thing that happened this week for all of us, and we're very proud and pleased to announce
it. Oh, yeah!
I got 30,000 views on a video.
Yeah. Jack's back in the game.
Hey, oi, oi. Here he is. Nah, we got a show, didn't we?
We got a show. We've been keeping it under wraps for a while.
Yeah.
And now I've been branding it as a TV show, when it is not a TV show.
I got told off by Tom for doing that as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't tell Jack off.
Oh.
I just said to you, I said, like, I feel, I was just very obvious with the online thing, but I understand the, guess more buzz.
If I'd have said I've got an online show, people would be like, you've had one for years, mate. It's called jackmate.youtube.pixo.com. Right, so...
No, but that was... It's been very good to go.
It's been very well received. I've had a lot of nice and lovely comments, and I appreciate people being very supportive about it.
Yeah, I'm overwhelmed by the support that not just the Comedy Central show, but the YouTube channel's getting as well.
Yeah, it's very nice, isn't it?
If any of the listeners want to see it,
go to comedycentral.co.uk/jackmate. Remember the double A's every time there's an A in the name.
Is it the Jack Mates show?
It's just it is the Jack and Mates show, but the URL is /jackmate.
Okay, cool. And if, let us know what you think about it. Tweet us in.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
I think, like, people... I don't want to get cheesy, right? But I think...
Oh, you stink.
But I think... I think content creators in general take their viewers for advantage.
Take
advantage of the viewers is what I'm trying to say. Because
in what way?
When I get a tweet through and somebody says, like, oh yeah, just watched all of the clips on Comedy Central, they've tagged Comedy Central, they're like, quality, give Jack a show.
Yeah.
It's easy to take that as just, oh, another tweet, just saying good on the show. But what they've actually done is they've watched my YouTube video, clicked on the link, watched every single one, or the good majority
of
them.
That's a long amount of time.
Yeah, that's a long amount of time. And then gone onto Twitter, typed it out, and tagged Comedy Central. So Comedy Central is seeing it being like, oh, hello. And then using hashtags and all that stuff. And that takes a long, long time to do that.
At the end of the day, if enough of that happens and, like, there's enough interest in there, then we could be actually looking at a genuine...
If it wasn't for the build-up my YouTube channel got, then I wouldn't have a radio show. And if it wasn't for the success that the radio show has had, then we wouldn't have got Comedy Central things.
Exactly,
so.
Yes. It's all relative.
I don't want to brag, but I actually got 30 shares.
Which is good.
That is a lot of shares.
Yeah.
I think I probably got less. But
no, yeah, I think you did, mate.
But in a way, didn't we all get 30 shares?
In our hearts.
Yeah. In a way... Didn't we all get 13,000 views on Jack's channel? In a way, didn't we all get 350 on my channel? Which for me, in a day,
is very, very good. That's usually end of the week.
I did think your video was slightly different to your normal ones, but much funnier.
I thought the intro was the best intro you've done.
The intro was well good.
Thank you.
Where can people watch it, Tom?
I was very much struggling to think of an idea, which I feel like I've kind of shot myself in the foot by doing intros.
There were certain things I'd have moved and changed about. I think you had all the components. I think some things were put in strange orders, which I'll tell you about off air, but just because it's boring for everyone else.
Basically, the bad thing was, well, I was very early days in terms of me doing vlogs and stuff, so I wasn't very confident about putting the camera everywhere and doing it in public. As well, I didn't know a lot of the guests.
Well, you left me in charge, didn't you? And that's never a good thing.
And that's why it was out of focus and very shaky. But the thing is, like, the guests I didn't know very well, so I didn't really want to be that guy who they didn't know either, who's now vlogging in their face, and I was just like, fuck it. And as well, we were very focused on getting...
It was a busy couple of days, wasn't it?
The second day was a lot more chilled out and seemed relaxed. The first day was relaxed. Very... But looking back on it, like, because it seems so long ago, it's kind of like, oh, that happened. And, like, I actually did genuinely laugh watching a lot of the videos, which...
And we wouldn't have met David, who had that big steak dinner.
True. Yeah. He's been ripped the shit out of every show ever since.
Yeah, but I feel bad for David because Jacob's got his job now.
Yeah,
and I don't think David really did anything to lose that.
Isn't David? I think David actually got, you know, taken out back.
Really?
Oh, and sorted out. Like,
he's turned into glue.
Right in the gutter.
Yeah, do me a good spread at my funeral. Put it on Duncan.
Do the wake. Do the wake next door. Jack and Tom will do swaps in the corner.
Nah, if you're listening, David.
Rest in peace.
He's got massive speakers. Listen to this.
Look, I used to do a work experience for these people.
Yeah. Oh. No, but I used to work there for Alan Fulak.
I ran the gaff.
Just FUBAR, isn't it?
As and when, really.
Yeah. I went in when I wanted, really. It's freelance, so, you know, just expenses. Poor, I talk about it. Lunch there was absolutely super.
Oh, okay. So, coming up after this song, myself, Tom and Will are going to be dissecting, we're going to be reminiscing back on when we moved out.
What it was like moving out. This is an artist who I recently discovered. He used to be in a band that I supported once. It's called Barnes Courtney, and this song is called Hands.
We watch the bands until the stars burn out the morning sky. Became the skin that keeps me warm at night. All that you left me was a number on the back of my hand. I kissed the poison on your lips till I was paralyzed. Now all the chemicals are burning right between my eyes. All that you left me was a number on the back of my hand. Fading from the back of my head. Yeah!
Very good, Noz. A very good choice.
Yeah, he's got a lot of...
Is he on Spotify?
I think he is, yeah. He's only got a few tracks out, but there's another one he's done that's very good as well. He's just got a nice voice. It's kind of a bit vintagey sounding, and yeah.
That was Barnes Courtney with Hands, for anyone that wants to.
It's nice, because normally you don't choose anything past 1995. So.
That's Bazinga!
That's strange.
No, that's good, that was.
No, that's cool, man.
So, moving out stories, please, if you don't mind.
Well, you start, Jack. You've only just recently moved out.
Well, you've moved out before that.
I think Tom should start, because he's the first person that moved out.
I first moved out.
I was talking to Jack. I moved to London for work.
Oh, you had that amazing new gaff, didn't you?
I did. The only way I can describe the house was a bit like only in looks, not as in atmosphere. As like, you know, Geordie Shore's house. Just a big fuck-off house.
Yeah.
Obviously not as big because they got a million people living in there.
Yeah.
So it's an amazingly big house in a really nice part near Hammersmith. I moved in there. And strangely, like, I moved in... really weird. I met up with this girl who was looking. I knew she was looking for a house as well. And the only reason I knew this girl was my mate Harvey had chatted her up in an airport once, and he saw that she posted on Facebook saying she's looking to move somewhere in London. So I met up with this girl, Amy, and then we went to see a house together, and then we decided we'd move into this house, which was in Hammersmith.
Well, so she was pretty much a stranger when you met her?
Yeah, completely. And now, nice little fact, that day we went to see that house, she met her husband-to-be, who's about moving into the house as well. Now they're getting married, and in January I'm going to their wedding in Sydney.
Oh,
but this massive house, I couldn't afford a big house like that, so I was subletting. So I was in a little like tiny box room, a bit like a dollhouse room, which was a bit weird. But the house was so nice, I was willing to kind of be like, I don't care, I'm just literally sleeping in here and get to enjoy the rest of the house. And it was a nice house. It wasn't like weird atmosphere where I've lived in places before where it's. I didn't really feel comfortable, and I very much shut myself away to avoid housemates.
Like we were talking about the other week, when you wait to go to the kitchen till it's free.
You can hear people doing things, and you wait, and then you kind of go, just the kind of weird anxiety of bumping into certain people.
Weird. Strangers.
Yeah. What was the hardest part about moving out? Because obviously at home you've got all those creature comforts, haven't you? So
there's things you don't appreciate that your parents kind of do. Little things like...
Go on then.
Like having your washing done, that being ready and done.
Like toweling you off.
Come on,
putting talc on you.
Come on, Will.
Judith changing you.
Yeah.
Every time you wanted. Oh, I'm going to leave that there. And, yeah. But just that kind of thing, like things getting washing getting done and things like that. It's like. And meals, like, my parents make a lot of homemade meals, and like, when you move out and you're like, should I make a meal from scratch? And you're like, nah, I'm probably not going to do that.
Yeah.
And then, like, you think that the amount of effort they went to every day to make food and stuff like that. Which now I'm back at home now, so I'm reaping those.
Now, are you finding it with your gammon soup and everything?
Yeah.
I don't know why people keep rinsing the gammon soup.
I'm not. It sounds nice.
It wasn't gammon soup. It was gammon that was very fatty, so it bathed in its own filth.
Oh! That's like Will in a bath, isn't it?
Am I selling it to you?
I will fucking beat the shit out of
you. One punch.
What? One punch.
Don't nick my catchphrase.
Yeah. I nick my own. You take rank. That was my catchphrase.
Oh, rank.
I know. Got you. Two big ones here, Mum. We're eating tonight.
Oh, God.
Chicken dinner.
After a ciggy. Right, so.
But how are you finding moving out? Calm down, dickhead.
Literally no fights today.
How are you finding it moving out? How's the independent nature?
It's good.
Food, what are we talking? What's on your weekly?
So I'll make stuff like spaghetti bolognese.
Classic, everyone does that.
I'll make my own homemade chips and cod.
Do you like coconut?
Fish and chips, is it more commonly known?
Jack, do you like coconut?
Yeah.
We should do, because you're on a bit of a health kick.
Yeah.
Make sweet potato fries with coconut oil.
I have done that. Yeah, a little bit of garlic... garlic sprinkled over them.
Sprinkling the cloves.
No, not the cloves, but Westy's got all these spices. A little bit of oregano, a little bit of thyme. Maybe finished off with a little pinch of rosemary.
Oh, that sounds really like shit.
That sounds nice.
Jack, don't do that. Put that away. Oh.
So how are you getting on with the washing?
The washing is a struggle.
The worst of all is the sheets, the bed sheets.
After what you've been up to, you dirty sod.
Will you start? Not everything, Tom. All right,
man.
We've all got our own like bit of privacy.
It looks like a murder scene.
I bet your bed sheets are covered in fag holes.
Fag holes.
I don't smoke in my bedroom.
Blood.
In your bedroom. Where do you smoke?
Don't smoke.
On the dance floor. Ow! It's on fire. We see him on there.
But don't. Have you judged the quilt changing yet. That's the worst one.
The quilt changing, right? Yeah. Everyone says that this is the hardest one. It's the easiest
no
one.
No way! You're upping me on.
Right, do you know how do you do it? You just try and put it in?
I have to get Emma in.
I will tell you a way to do it and it will change your lives forever.
Both hold the corners and then shake it down on.
I mean,
turn the duvet cover inside out.
Yeah.
Put your hands in.
Yeah.
Grab the corners. And then reverse. Like
yeah,
that,
but my I've got like
this
a king
is really
size
cutting
quilt.
Edge radio. We're uncensored, talking about how to change your duvet.
All right, let's edgy it up then.
Yes, please.
Right,
come on.
I don't think it was the case of it was hard to change your duvet. It's just the annoying. It's a long process.
To edgy this up and make this more FUBAR, because I feel like we've pandered to the majority right now.
The Alfie Days crowd.
Yeah, the Alfie Days crowd. You carry on asking me. You're doing a sterling job asking me house questions.
Yeah.
And I will just throw in little bits of offensive things every.
Yeah, please. That's all we want. Yeah.
What about hoovering and stuff like that and keeping all the dusting on top?
Hoovering, I've kept on top of because you know I have my girlfriend around a lot.
Yeah.
And like that's more of a girl's job. So like.
No, that's just offensive, Jack.
No. That's exactly the point, Will. That's exactly what I just
no,
said.
No, that's misogynistic.
Yeah.
Uncensored doesn't mean you have to be misogynistic.
Yep. Ask me another one. I've done sexist, so we've got plenty to go through it. Go on.
Oh, God, well, Will's already done the racist at the beginning of the show.
Yeah,
so
right, so racism's done. God, that's my best one. Next.
Got loads on that.
Yeah.
2 pages of material.
Next. Who do I live with? Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking hell. Hear them bumming every night. Ugh. Right, next.
You've made out with both of them, haven't you, before?
Oh, fuck me, mate. No, why would I do that? That's disgusting.
But seriously.
I have made
for
out
anyone
one.
That's I'm, listening, no, I Jack's made out playing with a good character. Looking
one. Jason.
I ain't made out with a good looking one. I just made out with a weird looking one. Got next.
So we got your cooking, your cleaning.
Wait, so I've done sexism,
ironing.
Racism,
no, but
homophobia.
Serious though, do you do ironing? Or do you just...
I'm shit at ironing.
I had to get Jerry to iron my shirt last week, other flatmate.
Yeah, that was embarrassing for
that
everyone involved. Because Will was going to go out. We're going to the smart casual place and he's going to wear... You know that video of Louis Theroux dancing with Adam and Joe in his big black jumper?
Yeah.
He's going to wear that.
Who was?
Will, to a night out in Mayfair. He's going to wear a stupid Louis Theroux jumper. He's like, what, I look alright? Like, you look rank! And then he was like, no, it looks good.
Oi!
It looks good.
Yeah.
And then
he
took it off. Because
did it look good or not?
Nah, in hindsight, Tom was right.
He borrowed my boots.
Yeah, and I put them on as a top, which was really weird.
Yeah,
so it didn't
really
fit.
Strange.
What was that song they danced to?
What was it?
I gotta make this money. It's all I need.
Gotta get this cheese. It's all we need. my money don't jiggle.
It folds.
Compact.
So wiggle wiggle for show. I'm 6'2" in a compact. But luckily the seats go back.
So
I'm riding in my Fiat. Don't know if you can see it. If you need a boyfriend, I can be it.
Feeling fine with my
red wine. Yes, Louis. Yes, Louis.
You're doing it. I love that bit. That makes me so happy.
For anyone who doesn't get that reference, we're talking about Louis Theroux when he attempted to do a rap. So go on Netflix, watch Louis Theroux
on
rap music.
It's just the whitest thing you'll ever see.
Yeah, but it's also great. It's also
I'm
great.
I'm not saying white is bad.
Well, do what you want to do, buddy.
I shall. Yeah, for the thing I was going to say about living... What were we just talking about?
We're talking about, like, ironing or that shiznit.
Ironing. Like, once I was doing some temp work and I had to go to this place wearing a black shirt. And I bought the new black shirt because it didn't have one.
Could have been any colour.
But, yeah, but it was black and I love it. And then I went to go iron it. Mm. And my dad was like, oh, yeah, the iron's in the outside. So we both went outside and he was just standing over me telling me how to iron it. I was just like,
who was
my dad? Because I don't know how to do it, but he just stood there and like he just like watching me doing it. He's like, I'm not very good at ironing either. I was like, help! I don't know why he came.
See, when I first moved out of my house,
I went nowhere.
I had to move into a bedroom with two people. Well, me and another.
Yeah, boy or girl?
Another boy.
Wing.
Gutted.
No, spoon.
That, fucking hell.
That barrel of laughs.
Did you move out with Wing or Spoon? It sounds like we're in a fucking World of Warcraft, mate.
When he went to uni, he lived with this guy called Spoon, who I had the pleasure of meeting last week.
What was he like?
The other week.
No, because I was trying to say, he was a good lad, but...
Full of beans.
He came back
full
from...
Full of beans.
He came back off of like a 24-hour coach trip, and he took a shitload of Valium as well.
Valium?
Yeah, yeah, he'd slept the whole way. Like 16 hours
So you would have thought he'd be full of energy, but...
What, and he came to see...
Chili beers.
Straight away?
Yeah, yeah. Well, like 6 hours later.
So, was he boring?
Did you meet up with his friends later on?
Yeah.
What were they doing before?
No, he didn't. They stayed over.
What were they
drugs.
Doing? Yeah, what were they doing before?
Doing drugs, man.
Yeah, what kind of drugs were they doing?
Bad drugs.
They were smoking...
What? What?
Can I say this, Will?
What's up to you? It's not me who's doing it.
Okay, well, Will was talking about his friend Spoon. Spoon? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Spoon was talking about his friends and they might meet up later on. He goes, oh, they might come out later. They're just smoking some crack.
No way.
Yeah. He was like, that's why I had to get out of the house.
That's what? So the kind of people you hang out in London now?
No, I don't hang out with them.
People that smoke
Spoon
crack.
Spoon came to me as a shelter, as a refuge for a night
and
out.
And he's like, oh, good, and you were there smoking weed. Hey, Spoon! You heard this new reggae track?
Is he called Spoon because he burns him, or...?
No. You're very good, Jack.
I like that.
That's good.
That's why you're on here. Mm. Comedy Central like that.
Mm.
Hashtag
but because I've never had a brother or sister, that whole experience was a bit strange for me to start with.
What, other mates smoke crack, getting their crack then? Would be strange.
Well, living in a room with someone was quite strange.
I'll tell you what, this is fastly turning out to be worse than that week when I thought you'd made them clips that were derogatory about me.
It's weird. When Spoon comes to see you, you say he's coming to you because you're like a safe haven.
You literally didn't even know he was until about 40 seconds ago. Weird that. And now you've got a back catalogue of references about him.
He's really weird, man.
He's coming to see you as a safe haven.
Yeah.
But little does he know, you're smoking 20 a day of the Gateway Cigs. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, well, you're smoking Gateway Cigs.
What's
one
Gateway
day.
Cigs?
You go.
You started vaping before you started smoking. Smoking. That really lame thing people do sometimes.
Yeah, so you smoke, then you hang around with Michael, bun some splifters.
Oh, so it's all right for you to say it. And then
he knows Michael, that's the thing. He knows Michael does it.
Yeah.
Whereas you're just saying that you've never even hung out with Michael.
Yeah, you said, I've never hung out with him, but I can tell you right now, he smokes weed. It's like, don't be so judgmental. I know him. We've bunned.
Yeah.
We've bunned fatties. So I can say that.
Moving out.
Talking of...
Dexter moving out. So yeah, you moved into a uni. The first you obviously lived in a room by yourself.
Yeah, but I've got no brothers or sisters. I'm sharing.
Stop going on about it. I'm not giving Judith a hint. For Christmas, I want a baby sister. If you had a baby sister, what would you like her name to be?
Rosie.
Amy, after his idol, Amy Winehouse. Rest in peace.
Would you have preferred?
You love crack cocaine.
Would you have preferred an older brother? Or younger brother, older sister, younger sister?
Older sister.
Why
older sister? Older brother.
Older sister, above 18.
Wow.
That's pedophilia. No, not pedophilia, that's incest then.
Older brother would I'm not just saying it, because I experienced it as well, would have...
Probably touched
you. Decked you, mate.
Probably
touched you.
Right, that's incest. No,
you've
done
incest already.
Paedophilia. So for the listeners that are now tuning in, we felt the radio show was getting a bit bland and not too FUBAR, so I've tried to spice it up a bit with a bit of offence. So I've pretty much ticked off everything. I've still got bestiality. I'll get that in.
If you're playing FUBAR bingo, let me tweet in your cards.
Will has fucked a goat. There we go. Shall we go to...
I mean, you're crowbarring him in now.
Well,
you fucked a crock!
We went from ironing and doing the washing up to how many times I can be offensive to loads of drugs.
I'll tell you what Will hasn't done. What he might do soon, though.
A pill?
He might take a pill in Ibiza.
Yeah, he might do.
I took a pill in Ibiza to show Avicii I was cool. And when I finally got sober, felt 10 years older, but fuck it, it was something to do. I'm living out in LA. I drive a sports car just to prove I'm a real big baller, cause I made $1 million and I spend it on girls and shoes. But you don't wanna be high like me, never really know why like me. You don't ever wanna step off that roller coaster and be all alone. And you don't wanna ride the bus like this, never know who to trust like this. You don't wanna be stuck up on that stage singing, stuck up on that stage singing. Oh, I know a sad soul, sad soul. Darling, oh, I know a sad soul, sad soul.
Name's a reminder of a pop song people forgot. And I can't keep a girl, no. Cause as soon as the sun comes up,
I cut them all loose and work's my excuse, but the truth is I can't open up. And you don't wanna be high like me, never really know why like me. You don't ever wanna step off that roller coaster and be all alone. You don't wanna ride the bus like this, never know who to trust like this. You don't wanna be stuck up on that stage.
So, producer Will's gone to the toilet, so Tom Norris has taken the opportunity.
There you go, look at us go! Who'd have thought?
Oh, God, and if I want a bit of tunage in the background, oh.
Just a little bit underneath it.
No one can, we can't use this in the podcast.
Oh, God, there you go.
What should we talk about? Why don't we slag him off so when he listens to the podcast?
Let's say nice things about him.
Sure, all right.
God, I think he's coming. Oh, God. I haven't done anything.
Oh, dear.
Is that that?
Yes.
There you
okay,
go.
Okay, so...
Oh, God. Oh, God, he's back.
Well, we've just made a hash of that. So, Tom thought he'd be producer while you went to the toilet.
Still 14 seconds left.
Yeah, I know. So, he put the mics up and put the song down. So, we were, like, having a laugh. Like, yeah, we're fucking about with the buttons. But then we realised you couldn't hear us, so the song was just off.
So, I just, it just ruined it, if anything. Yeah.
You all right? Did you have a good week?
You all right? Did you get in the bowl?
Good night. How much did you get in the bowl?
All of them.
Oh, you're fucking
how dark was it? Because if it's too dark, you need more water.
No, I'm alright. I think I had too much more.
It's just a luminous white.
I couldn't see it.
See through.
It's
about a hotter.
So wish that was see through. Or went on your trousers.
So there's what we got now.
I really wish that worked. What we tried to do then.
Will, you've got.
I don't get what you were trying to do.
We just thought, you know, pirate radio.
We're
like, just, you know.
We'll try next time.
Yeah,
next time we'll get you.
Next time you need a poo, we're going to do it.
Yeah.
Give us a bit longer.
Yeah. Right, so Will, what have you devised for this little segment?
I found a rather deep list on the Metro website, which ties in very well to our subject matter today about moving out.
Great.
Now, you and Tom are going to dissect this list.
Oh.
And we're just going to have a chat, man.
Okay, man. Let's start at number 15.
15 worst things about moving away from home.
Oh, no. Let's start with number one.
Maybe that's a good place to start.
Yeah, the best place to start is always number one.
Now, you miss your family more than you realise. Now, has this been the case for you, Tom and Jack?
For me, not so much.
Why?
Because just really just been all right.
I'm not making jokes this week.
That's fine.
I'm being good.
Go on. You can try.
No, I don't want to.
Okay. Do you miss...
Good on you.
Okay.
I'm a bit of a mummy's boy. Didn't really thought... Well, I've got a mum tattoo, which kind of gives it away. But Yeah, mate.
Mum.
Oh, right.
Do you never know that?
No.
Do you hate me a bit more now?
To be fair, I've got my mum's name tattooed on me.
Have you?
I actually have. Go I have, on. But it's in Greek.
It's not a name, it just says mother, doesn't it?
Huh?
Just says mother, doesn't it?
No,
a stranger.
I've got a meth head on my car. She doesn't do meth. She might do, I don't know. I haven't seen her in a while. Will, don't laugh at that.
Well, come on, man. Don't support his mum's meth habits.
Yeah, Will, come on. I know you like your drugs. He'll be calling her up now, won't he? Oh, do you want to come and spliff some meth?
What's her name?
What's
her name?
That's not.
All right.
What do you want to know her name?
I'm not going to find her down. Friends reunited.
Deborah.
Deborah? Oh, Deb.
Debbie, they call her. Nah. Her name's not even Deborah. I don't want to give her a real name away.
What am I going to do?
A lot of
it?
People are after her. Oh. What? You'll go, Will? You'll go? Family? What? Do you give a shit about your family? Essentially, what you're asking.
You're close to your family.
Yeah, well, it's just me, my mum, and my dad are close at unit.
Me and my mum and my dad. And me and my mum and my dad and my grand, we're off to Birmingham.
Birmingham.
Me and my mum and my dad and my grand, we're off to Birmingham.
Where are you from? Exactly.
Bromsgrove.
I'm not banging. I'm banging my fucking thighs, mate.
When you have an uncensored radio station, you think anything you could do, like bang, kick things, break bins, but not this guy.
No,
his little bare belly.
Get
some more pants, Judith. Can you buy Will some more pants? Because pants are rank.
Every week he comes in the same grotty ones.
They do every week.
Same with that authentic apparel. So they're authentic, mate.
They don't look authentic.
They look like bin bags with apparel written on it.
Says it on the tin.
Hessian sack apparel.
Yeah.
Itchy nuts.
Big word. No, I often go back to see my mum and dad even now, even though I live in the big smoke.
Yeah, okay. Quite right. What's the nickname for Birmingham? Is their nickname like the big smoke?
Brummy.
Just the big stink.
The big stink. Okay, I wasn't being derped if I just wondered.
Brummies.
It was the culture city, wasn't it, for a while?
Nah.
City of culture?
No, Hull was actually the city of culture in couple of years ago.
Really? That's rank. Norwich was for a while.
Really? Oh, is it?
Yeah.
And Liverpool's been it as well.
Yeah, Liverpool's been it more than any other one, I think.
It's open to everybody.
Everyone's had it, so it means nothing.
Me and Jack did a little photo shoot earlier, Will. Yeah. Just in general. And we were made, which we're not sure how well it will look, we were made to recreate the album for Abbey Road Beatles.
Who was doing the photos?
He was a cool guy, and the rest of the stuff that was just, it was a
that bit was a bit questionable, but the rest
was all right.
Yeah,
his stuff he's got a talent, that boy. What's his name, Jack? Shout him out.
Aria Mark. Yeah, I think he's pushing his Instagram a lot. He was telling me that he went to the refugee camp in Calais in December, just rocked up, bought a ticket, rocked up, and stayed in almost, which were almost hut type things, with some Iranian. Iranian refugees.
He said on TripAdvisor he's going to score a very low, hidden, highly.
Number two, the loss of home cooking, Jack.
On suite, but this is just outside.
What? Nothing sweet about this.
The loss of home cooking. Now, your parents are there to provide.
I brought that up, haven't I?
Yeah.
Should have done this before.
Let's do the next one.
Number three, being in charge of your finances and bills. A very, very tough one, even for me.
It is tough.
Even for you.
Even for someone as intelligent as me.
It is tough.
How are you finding it?
Tough.
Yeah, how tough? On a scale of one to tough?
Literally.
Tough.
Tough.
Tom, how do you manage?
Well, how did I manage?
Did you manage?
I think one thing you don't take into consideration when you're at home, and I'm just assuming that you guys have, but your parents have like Sky and good internet, and then you move out.
Do they? Oh, that's why you fucking went back.
Sky Plus.
Lovely.
Two different boxes.
Sky Plus what?
Sky?
You got a multi-room.
Well, my dad sits in one room, my mum sits in the other room, and they watch different TVs. That's normal, right?
Yeah, no, my mum and dad do that. Dad's on the iPad, mum's on the tablet.
My mum and dad does that, but the rooms are in different houses in different cities. No one knows where my mum
is. Your mum's not in a room.
She is.
Under a bridge.
She's got...
Kidding.
You said you were kidding!
How come my mum's... walls are made of curtain. They come back every now and then. Doctor, just check it. Nah. Wait, I'll see that, guys. I can't.
We're sorry, Deborah.
Will. Not even Deborah. Oh, it may as well be.
Oh, stop it.
Right, we can't.
No, but like, that's one thing you don't take it like in consideration, how much things are paying for.
Imagine if she tuned in one week. Fuck it, me.
I want to reconnect. Oh, I don't. No, I don't. No, I don't. Goodbye.
I'm going to start making an effort.
She lives under a bridge.
I've turned my life.
She's a crack addict.
I've turned my life around. Now I've got millions of pounds. I want to reconnect with my son. Maybe invest in him. She lives under the curtain. Oh, fuck them. Bye. Where's that Ben Phillips cunt? Mums.
But finances,
yes.
It's the little things that you always forget about, like buying 10 packs of stickers. Where's that money going to come from? I need that. Come on, get the money for the stickers.
That's funny for us, because we can see you slapping your arm like a crackhead.
I know.
Or you just doing that anyway.
Just do that.
No, yeah, things like Sky and all that stuff, it all builds up, and phone bills, and then you still haven't got that.
Jack, do you budget? Do you budget yourself even for the little things in life?
I am honestly the worst at that.
Are you?
The worst at that, yeah.
Is that a food
How much
budget?
Do you spend like a week on food, roughly?
Too much.
How much do you eat out a week?
Not as much as I used to. Since I moved out of the house into my own house, since I've been out, I do cook a lot more and I don't eat out as much as I do. But I won't think anything of like just going to Mackey's and just getting a tea.
Do you still go to the Whiffler? That's Jack's local Wetherspoons.
No, haven't been. Last time I went was with you.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, lads, there's a lovely Wetherspoons around the corner from me, which I saw on Monday, and I've thought of you two, so we'll have to go there.
I bloody love a Wetherspoons.
Yeah, we'll have to go there.
What makes it lovely?
It just looked very nice from the outside.
To be fair, though, your local pub anyway... It's bloody charming.
Oh, the Shaft?
Yeah.
Might go down there tonight if you fancy it. Get away from here.
I need to go to the gig.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, funny.
So, Jack, you not so good on the finance?
Not really, nah.
Missing occasions, that's a bit dark. Taking care of yourself is harder than you thought. I mean, that's the whole list, basically.
Do you know what? It's weird, right? Because our house is actually quite clean. Mm. So what will happen, it will get really bad in the space of a day. But then the next day, someone will just go ham on it and then it'll be fine.
Yeah.
But then there was, for some reason, in our bathroom, which is probably the cleanest room in the house, Jason's big on his, like, disinfectant, like, there's always blue shit in the toilet and that, do you know what I mean? Not blue,
blue shit.
No.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
my old manager,
we live in Avatar world.
My old manager from when I worked in Zara once drank so many WKDs that he actually did a blue shit.
Wow. But, like, little Papa Smurf coming out.
Yeah, it's like, oh, look after the other one.
I bet when it came out, it looked like he was birthing Marge Simpson. That'd be rank. Oh. Anyway, yeah, our bathroom's very clean, but I went in there the other day, and I, like, had a little smell, and it stunk like the most potent fish you can smell.
Wow.
Literally, it was so acidic.
Who was round,
in its
it?
Smell... That it gave me an instant headache, literally. And then I came out, I was like, who's been in there like that? And Jason was like...
And then half your face was sad and no one could smell anything else.
Oh, dear. And then Jason was like, oh, yeah, it's this towel. He got this towel and it was just all, like, hard.
Oh, crusty.
Like, yeah, no one knows how or why.
He does.
Slashed it against the floor, just broke into a million pieces.
Yeah, it did, yeah.
Just really menacing, right. Just staring at it.
And there's just all, like, blood and stuff on it. Oh. No, I'm going too far. And then my mum crawled out and went, give me my towel back! That's my dinner! Oh. No.
Sorry, Dave.
Right.
Maybe we should just change the whole show to be based on your mum.
Nah, that's not. That's not.
No, I know. No. Anyway,
the Jack Mum Show.
Dealing with your landlord?
Guess who? What?
How's your landlord? Are you alright?
Guess who's back?
No, but we did have our first noise complaint. So.
Yeah!
Oh, right, come on!
Was that you playing Monopoly the other night?
Yeah.
I fucking love that reason.
Yeah, I've been smashing the Monopoly. No, we came back drunk from Waterfront last Friday.
Oh, right.
And I saw a friend that I hadn't seen so far this year. And I brought him back and was like, check out the place. But we were both very drunk. I was very silly drunk.
Who was
I never
it?
Really. Lewis Whelan.
Okay.
Yeah, he just started hibernating since December, but he came back out. Yeah, I got really silly drunk. I don't really get silly drunk. I was laughing a lot and shit like that. And then the next day, Jason was like, oh, yeah, the estate agents rang us up. They had a noise complaint from downstairs. But they said it sounded like heavy footwork on the floor. Well, and we have a football, which we often play in the house, so I think it might have been that.
I've got a question for both of you, which is it's related to this.
Oh.
Obviously there is. You don't have to say names, but what thing does your housemates do which particularly get on your wick?
Good question.
We've got...
Because when I think back to it, I was fairly chilled out.
The only one thing we... And I'm probably culpable of doing it as well. We've got very heavy-duty fire doors on all of the...
Oh, yeah, you do.
So every time you shut them and they swing back, this bang! You've both been there.
Yeah,
very,
yeah.
Very loud if you don't control the swinging motion. But that's the only thing. Otherwise, Jerry and Emma, they're great to live with.
Mm.
Guys, I'm coming home. Jack?
To be fair, none of them actually do anything that affect me or the house in any way. But you know when someone just has, like, a trait where you're just like, that fucking, like, annoys me, but it shouldn't annoy me? I know I'm
like
in the
what?
Wrong. So this is
they're not listening, are they? They won't listen.
No, sure. They probably won't listen. And I've told them anyway. So Westy does this thing that I hate, where he gets food.
Oh, yeah.
He gets food, Will, right? And he puts it on the side, so it can be a takeaway cooked food.
Right.
And all he's got to do is walk 5 paces out of the kitchen, 5 paces into the dining room. But he will literally just be hunched over and eat the food where he's just prepared it. It's like... Just chill, mate. Take it and sit down. Or he'll be cooking, and if one thing's ready, he won't just do a fry up and be like, right, egg, sausage, bacon, hash browns. He'll go, well, the egg's done off. I don't eat the egg.
kind of like hunched over his food like Quasimodo over his toy set of the Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
I have an egg there, sausage.
Yeah, or just like Phantom of the Opera, just like. Rank, absolutely rank.
How's Westy, all right?
Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah,
yeah. He's had a job interview today.
Oh.
I don't think it went very well. Basically, Jason works at the same place, Aviva Car Insurance.
Yeah.
Jason had a group interview when he went, and then he was pulled in to have a one-on-one interview, and he got the job in the interview. Westy went, he had the group interview, didn't get pulled in for a one-on-one,
but
he'll hear back.
This is weird. When Jason got this job, and I've only met Jason a handful of times. Out of all your friends, I don't think I've met Jason more than the other ones.
No.
He used me as a reference for his job.
Oh, I thought you were joking!
And this is like...
He did 2 days
before the last 3 or 4 times I'd met, so we'd met him like twice.
Yeah, and he did 2 days on, like, when we did filming for the first thing I met Jack on. He did sound for that, because all you need to do is like hold the boom, yeah, things like that. So he did 2 days on that. That was his past employment. Was
and he didn't even really want to be doing that.
No, he wasn't loving that. He wasn't full of beans or anything like that.
Well, that went down in the reference.
Chasing down the money every 2 minutes afterwards. So it's like, I'm your reference. Okay. So I just did a very...
Do you know where he is now? What? At the pub with Dave, the work experience boy.
Both laughing themselves silly.
Laughing themselves into
but
a gatto.
I just, you know, obviously helped him out. He's, oh yeah, sorry, man. I should have told you about that. I was like, I literally thought it was some spam email.
That is a bit bizarre.
Tom Norris as a reference. He was just like, how low is your life got to be when you put in Tom Norris down as a reference?
What was it? Was it for Azerbaijan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Fucking hell.
Which is very weird. So how long did he work there for? I was like, he did 2 days just to help as a favour.
He moaned the whole 2 days. He got too pissed one night and thought we all offended him, so he ran off into the bushes.
Oh, yeah. He got Larry that night. Yeah. That night was good, though. That catfish played there, didn't they?
Yeah.
That festival.
Yeah, we didn't go see him, though,
and
weirdly.
The Struts,
yeah, strutting about.
And that band that were a bit moody in Mardi. Yeah. You used to like him.
Reverend and the Makers. Yeah. Next up, we've got The Landlords is done on there. There's No One to Lean On.
Failure becomes terrifying. That's very deep.
Yeah, that's far too deep.
There's No One to Lean On. You spend way too much time on the phone.
It's Goodbye Childhood.
You experience regret.
But I was experienced regret long before that.
And you considered going home. Have you considered going home yet?
Where is home, Will? For me.
Exactly.
Well, on that note, I wanted to play you this song because I wanted to get your opinion on it, because I thought it was a bit weird. It's the new Mumford song, and it's called There Will Be Time.
Where is home?
Get to me, island man. Min wadi mi yiddemi ko antan wulli mi holli mi ko njidin mi oduna aduna wadi mi yiddemi how long I live to love and adore you, it's all that I am. It's all that I have. The cold light I live, I only live for you. It's all that I am. It's all that I have. Kwan holy me. Chari yo, you got pen you can dad. I sit back and my dad. What me eat them? What me eat them? Men what me eat them call out and load me for nani 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 ni wano. Oh, Johnny 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 what you Johnny 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 what you. So open up my eyes to a new light. I wandered round your darkened land all night. But I lift up my eyes to a new height. And indeed there would be time. But in the cold light I live to love and adore you, it's all that I am. It's all that I have. In the cold light I live, I'll only live for you. It's all that I am. It's all that I have. To love and adore you, it's all that I am.
Radio presents Payne and Sylvester
Incorporated. I always feel bad if a female is performing a sexual act on me and it's taking too long.
Yeah, when you're doing an oral or handy, you don't want to be doing it for too long.
20 minute blowjob, I'd get a bit bored.
If it's 20 minutes, you should have like an interval or something.
Ice cream. Your little ice cubes with a little flat spoon.
You have a manager come in going, okay guys, good first half.
You're not doing enough with the balls, babe.
And she's going, okay, got this.
Pump to pump.
Go. Back of the net.
Every Wednesday, Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
So what I know, Jack, you didn't hear much of that because you had to go to the toilet. But Will, what did you think of that?
Yeah, generally impressed. Started off a bit...
A very slow start. I didn't remember it being as slow as that.
What was it, Mumford & Sons?
Yeah. Basically, they're featuring an African artist at the beginning.
I guess when I hear that band, I just hear the Ford & Sons.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, very good. Yeah, you know.
Ah, very good, sir.
You're right, you know.
Charlie Simpson has done a new song as well in a similar vein, doing with African artists. It's actually really, really
When's
good.
When's he going to give it up?
Well, he's doing Busted again.
No,
don't talk about Charlie giving it up. You need to give up the Charlie.
Yeah, that's he's got a fair point.
Fuck off.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm here all week.
Should we speak to our first guest?
I'm not here all week based on the money we get. Right, go on.
Oh, we stopped this a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, speak to the guest.
Hello, mate. How you doing there?
Hello, mate. Yeah,
how you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Good.
Jack, meet Aidy from Moon Sugar.
Hello, buddy. You right?
Hello, Jack. Yeah, so I'm good, mate. Thank you.
Lovely stuff. Are you? What's that accent?
That's my hometown.
Birmingham, mate.
Oh, Birmingham. Our producer Will is from the same area.
Awesome.
You can have a little bond. Are you a Blues fan?
Yeah, of course I am. I'm not retarded, mate.
Yeah. He's on board.
Uncensored.
So how are you, mate? Thanks for coming on today.
Yeah, I'm all good, mate. Just finishing up at work, actually.
Lovely stuff.
The fun life of a rock star and all that.
So for those that don't know a lot about Moon Sugar, inform us. How did you all meet? How did you all meet to start with?
It was me and the guitar player. We're friends through a mutual friend. We got together with our keys player Dave. He worked at the same place as John, and we just started writing, pissing about, really writing this and that. And you know, the people that had heard the songs thought that they was good, so we went and got ourselves a drummer and a bass player, and here we are now, really.
Oh, very nice. It's very organic.
Yeah, it's just happened, sort of thing.
Nice. Well, where does... Probably a question you get a lot. Where does the name Moon Sugar come from?
It's a term for cocaine that we use up here in the Midlands. So that's where the name came from.
Oh, I wondered why Will was so into you.
Idiots.
Well, I will probably pop in with a few questions a bit later on. I'll let these boys cover the serious ones, and then we'll have a little chat, and I'll ask you some silly stuff in a bit.
Okay, no pops, mate.
Go on, Will, take it away, sir.
So what sort of gigs have you got coming up soon? Like, what's the progression of the band?
Well, we're in the studio at the moment, just recording our first EP. We've just finished tracking on that. Just got to do overdubs, mixing and mastering.
Oh, nice.
Like
where are you recording that?
It's a little place on a farm called Gospel Oak Studios up by us.
Oh, lovely.
Little place, out of the way. So, we've set up camp there. We've got a gig at the Amersham Arms in London on September the 18th, which is for Alan McGee's crisis charity thing that he's doing up and down the country. So we're jumping on with that. We've got a few other little bits in Birmingham towards the end of the year. That's about it, really, at the moment. We're just focusing on getting the EP out and everything that goes with that.
Lovely, popping off.
So do you have any festivals planned this year, for the summer?
No, we haven't got any festivals. There's a festival, actually, in our local area of Solihull, but they don't want to book us for some reason.
Well, fuck them, man.
Solihull is full of pretentious cunts anyway around there.
It sounds shit
to me. Yeah.
Solihull.
They've booked Scouting for Goals, so,
Scout for Goals!
Get off that,
don't really want to be on the same fucking bill as them wankers, do you?
They need some fucking moon sugar.
Yeah.
AD, I'm just going to educate. So Solihull is quite an affluent area
in
Birmingham. Yeah.
To give you a bit of background, that's where Duncan lives.
The boss man.
Oh,
nice.
All right. So perhaps Moon Sugar are just a bit too edgy, a bit too rough around.
Duncan loves Moon Sugar.
Yeah, a bit too rough. Yeah.
Okay. So it says on my sheet that Oasis are a big influence in your music. Is this correct?
Yeah, they are an influence. Yeah, the people that have seen us, apparently we remind them of Oasis. But yeah, they definitely are an influence. The whole Manchester scene is really, you know, the Smiths, Stone Roses, Joy Division, New Order, all those sort of bands we all love. So
lovely. And if you say in a dream world you could headline any festival, which one would it be, and which one of those sort of Manchester scene bands would you have supporting you?
Okay, I think it'd be Tea in the Park.
Okay,
a bit of an obscure one, but obviously I've seen the crowds and stuff on the telly and what have you.
Yeah,
and they just look like the baddest crowd going. They're fucking nuts up there, aren't they? So
is it in Scotland, is it?
Yeah, it's Scotland.
Okay, cool.
And supporting, I would say, I'd have the Smiths, you know, get the Smiths back together, why not?
Lovely stuff.
Give them a chance, wouldn't you? Get them on the undercard.
Yeah, I'll give Johnny a little chance, yeah.
Is it time, can I ask my crisp question, Will? Is that all right?
Oh, let me just check the clock.
Is it time?
3, 2, 1. Yep.
Okay, cool. So, if you could compare your music to any flavour of crisp, what would it be and why?
Any flavour of crisp.
Think out of the box.
I'd say Worcester sauce flavour.
Weirdly, we've had a few people say Worcester sauce.
Yeah, it's a love-hate thing, I think. That's the best way to describe us. You either love us or you hate us.
Oh, and the people of Solihull, well...
Oh, they're not too fucking keen at the moment, mate.
They need to grow up.
They'll all start turning back soon when we start getting a bit bigger.
They're prawn cocktail kind of guys. Fuck them.
Prawn cocktail, definitely.
Nothing wrong with prawn cocktail, guys.
No, there is a lot. You're from Solihull?
I've been there.
If you could have any artist feature on one of your tracks, has to be a solo artist, and it would have... I'm going to just make this very complicated for no reason. It has to be somebody that you've never been compared to or anything like that. If you had to pick, or somebody who wouldn't necessarily fit your style of music, who would it be? So I guess I'm asking, I've gone the long way around asking you what your guilty pleasure is, in a way.
Okay. I'd say Prince. I'd say Prince.
Okay.
The fucking the best guitarist fucking that I've ever seen anyway.
Yeah.
And if you want my guilty pleasure, I might as well throw it out there. I'm an ABBA fan. I quite like
Ooh.
ABBA.
Oh, go on, AD.
New shoes.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
Nice.
Bit of ABBA I like. So.
Lovely stuff. Where can we go to see some Moon Sugar content?
You can go over to our if you get onto our Facebook, which is facebook.com/MoonSugarBrum. Brum car.
Yeah.
You can find all our stuff there and on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/moon-sugar-1.
Okay, cool.
All the links are on the Facebook anyway. Yeah, Twitter is at Moon Sugar Band.
Lovely stuff. Do you want to throw to your song now?
Yeah. We'll go over to the song if you want to stick it on.
Sweet. Introduce it for us, mate.
Okay, this is Moon Sugar, and the song's called Justify. Make sure you turn it up.
Thank you so much, mate.
Nice one. No problem, lad.
Cheers, mate.
Bye.
presents Harriet Rose.
And we have now got Lynn Parker, founder of Funny Women, on the phone. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good.
Firstly, something quite strange that I actually came to the Funny Women Awards in 2012. I wanted to get into comedy. I really liked the idea of it. She said, well, you've got to come to this. So we went with a group of her friends. And it was one of the most inspirational evenings I've ever had. And I genuinely believe it's kind of helped shape what I'm doing today, because it made...
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
You know what? A great thing to say on International Women's Day.
Yeah.
I love you.
Every Thursday.
Harriet Rose.
From 4pm on FUBAR Radio. The Jack Mate Show. On FUBAR Radio.
That was Moon Sugar with Justified. Do you like that, Will?
Yeah, it was just nice to hear a voice from home, basically.
Yeah. Do the voice.
Ah, it was Moon Sugar, mate. Thanks for playing our track.
That's offensive. That is offensive.
What's wrong with
that? You just had a guest on and you're just taking the piss out of them.
No, I'm doing an impersonation.
God.
Yeah, but sometimes they can not go down very well.
No?
No.
Oh, you
got a couple of noogie bras here, mate. Joining us in the studio now, we have the wonderful Sean Burke. Sean, how are you?
Not too bad. Thanks for having me.
We clap guests.
Do we clap?
Now we do.
That's fine with me if you want to clap. It's all good.
Jacob, can we clap?
You can do.
You can clap? Yeah.
Right, okay.
There you are.
Yes. Yes.
It's a pleasure to finally meet you, because obviously I've been watching your videos for a long while.
Yeah, it's been years now.
It is, yeah. I can't remember how I came across your videos, but...
Probably through Bri, was it, maybe?
Oh, it may have been. Are you a good friend of his?
Yeah. Well, actually, I haven't seen him in a while now.
Well, but, he's off
doing his own thing.
Doing his
he's
thing.
Just Bri now as well.
Yeah.
But he's doing very well.
Yeah.
He's on the Late Late Show in Ireland, which is like our equivalent of... I don't know, Graham Norton.
Oh, really?
Like that.
Yeah, that's not bad.
It's not very good, though. The Irish equivalent of most things is pretty...
Graham Norton's Irish as well.
He is, except for Graham Norton.
Yeah. I like Graham Norton.
Do you have an English version of Graham Norton? Is that what it is?
Just
an English person just doing well on...
What would that be? God, I suppose Alan Carr, Chatty Man.
Yeah.
TV host, you know.
I guess. So what would you brand yourself as? Would you say you're a comedian?
Yeah, I'd say comedian now.
Yeah.
But doing bits and bobs, like YouTube videos started out like that.
Yeah.
Similar to yourself, and now I do stand-up and... kind of like a bit of comedy acting and...
Yeah, because you're like a proper comedian. I just... try and be funny in a video, but I'll put comedian in the bio. Whereas you actually go out and you do the shit, don't you?
Occasionally, yeah. Not as much as I'd like to now. There's people, especially coming to London, that you could actually do stand up like 7 nights a week, and there's people who would do it. Like, I wouldn't be getting paid gigs yet, but obviously there's so many amazing comedy clubs here.
Yeah.
You know, even I'm probably doing like 1 a month at the moment, but
right.
Yeah, trying to just build up a decent set that I can work from for this year, you know.
Nice. Well, because you stayed around mine last month.
We had a little binge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Binge watch review, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah,
because I don't
like those extra 8 views from a month.
Yeah. I noticed the spike.
Because I don't really like showing people on YouTube.
Because
you have that awkward moment where you're standing there and you're like, are they going to get it? So Tom was there. It was late one night. We were struggling for someone to watch. I was like, I'll watch this guy on YouTube, but you actually really liked it. And then we were like, all right, I'll get him in.
It'd be awkward if you didn't. And he's like, it was the worst night of my life. He was just there, like, blank faced. Why did you do this?
Then he showed me the selfie or the hands sketch first.
Yeah.
And then we moved on to the Shawshank.
Oh, yeah, the
like
Irish.
I like the fact that, because you didn't give it away, obviously, yet, to kind of like, what is that from? And then you figure it out.
Yeah, very much
enjoyed it.
Yeah. Why don't you tell Sean about your idea for a sketch that you have, and Sean can rate it?
Yeah, go for it.
Because I think it's a good idea. Do you know that?
It's called about feet.
What?
That's not.
No.
Basically, it's about, because I live at home with my parents.
Okay.
I reference that within my cardio videos as well.
Yeah.
And I was going to do an advert infomercial for living at home with your parents.
All right.
My parents weren't going to be overly keen about me doing it, so I was going to be very much like, mum would be like, oh, it's horrible. I'm like, and I'll be in the shot going, stick to the script or you have a nasty fall again. And my dad goes,
Oh, I like it. Like,
I'll be more jazzy than that.
Is that an intro or a full sketch?
No, that could be a full sketch.
I think it could be a full sketch.
Maybe you two could collab on it.
I think you could make a full sketch.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think full sketch.
Oh, yeah.
I've written down some questions for you.
Okay.
But Tom said to me, when you do the interview, be less formal. Because we're friends, right?
Yeah.
We're friends. But I have written them so... Look how formal. So I'm going to give them to Tom. Tom, you read them and try and make them less formal. Because go on.
Less formal.
Wow.
Okay. So just like lean against the wall, be really casual.
Yeah.
I like one of Will's fans.
Throw in as much slang. Right. As
go
possible.
On. Go on.
So he's doing it.
Today's show is all about moving out. You've done that recently.
I have. Yeah.
How was that? You like that?
Yeah, it's great. So much freedom.
And obviously you've just moved out of your house, which it does say on here anyway. But not that. Not just that. Your country.
Yeah.
So you've left that.
Yeah.
What's been the shittest part of this transition?
I know this is in fitting properly with stereo. That wasn't formal at all, by the way. No, you thanks. Were so casual thanks, about the whole thing. Yeah. Probably, I know this is fitting with the stereotypes, but the pubs. Like here, they properly just close earlier in general, and like when they close, they close. Right. Like in Ireland, it might be like 1 a.m. on a Wednesday evening, and staff would be like, "Do you mind leaving in 5 minutes, maybe?" And you'd be like, "No, just let me finish this, and I'll leave when I please." But here, it's like, "Yeah, we'll serve you a pint a minute before, but we'll smack you in the face if you don't walk out when we tell you to." That's probably the biggest thing.
So that's the negative side of things.
Yeah.
But what would you say is like something that's considerably a bit better here? Than in Ireland.
So
is there anything positive. You've seen like positive stuff?
You're like one of them people, you know, when you used to be at school and they'd have like infomercial assemblies come around like, "Do you want to do drugs?"
Yeah,
no, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't do that.
Or the guy on the front of the maths book had glasses and a beanie hat. Learn maths. Yeah, well, I'm definitely gonna do it now.
Hey guys, that's cool and stuff, I get
that
it.
That guy's wearing his cap backwards. He knows what's on.
So what was the question?
He knows what's on.
That doesn't even make sense. Doesn't matter.
What's something positive in England that like better than in Ireland?
The public transport, 100%.
It's just boring.
I know, but like it's astounding, ridiculous. It's just buses in Dublin, and they just don't show up most of the time. What can I say? The tube here every 2 minutes.
Yeah. Well, when did you notice this? When we were now on our way to where did we get on? We got on a where we got the Mackies from?
Waterloo.
Yeah, we was at Waterloo, and then I looked at the sign, and it said next one or whatever, 3 minutes. And I went to Tom, 3 minutes, like that. And then there was an old man next to me, and he was like, 3 minutes? I'm from Norwich. We have to wait a day and a half to get a train. Like, 3 minutes is a dream, yeah.
You know where I'm coming from.
And this is actually, what you guys just said, this is, I have to sound like that for this.
Let's have a look.
Your content is really fresh. Really original. Would you create content you didn't really enjoy if it meant having a couple million extra followers?
I don't think so at this stage.
So selling out, basically.
Yeah.
Would you sell out?
No, I think I'd. I don't think I would, like, unless I was pretty happy with it. Because like I've made videos in the past that I haven't even uploaded because I've been like, no. So I don't think I would at this stage. No, I think
I'm going off piste.
Oh, go on.
Hey,
I'm doing it.
Put your bib back.
Oh, hey. He's gone rogue.
Hey guys, but
my next one was really good though.
Oh, you do it then, cunt.
Shag, marry, avoid Donald Trump, Ed Miliband, Boris Johnson, and then in brackets here it says I need reasons.
Need reasons.
Mm.
Oh God.
So right. So what was the first one? Donald Trump.
Yeah, Miliband, and BJ, Boris Johnson.
God.
You know when you say someone's initials and then you think I shouldn't have said that?
BJ. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I mean, when you say it like that, it sounds appealing. But yeah. I'd probably avoid Boris.
Yeah.
Donald Trump, what was it? Marry, shag, avoid.
Yeah.
Is it kill or
kill?
Avoid? Is it kill?
Kill. I think you'd have to kill Donald Trump.
And
it's come to this. I'm sorry, folks. We have to kill
he's
Donald
probably
Trump.
The, yeah. He's probably the only person, which this sounds a bit mental, but I think people might agree with me, is like when you think about if people get assassinated, you would be like...
No, but I can totally see why.
Yeah, I mean, you guys don't have to agree with me. You can just nod and people won't know you've agreed with me. But everyone's nodding. If it happened, I think everyone would be like,
thank fuck. Yeah. Like when JFK got assassinated, I remember I was like, oh.
You were good. You were WhatsApping me.
Yeah.
Devo.
I was on the PS4. Oh. New COD maps out, but JFK. No, I went alive.
Thanks for explaining that.
Nah, yeah. So, right, move on to your on. What was that? Off. What did he say?
Off piste.
I went off piste.
Do you mean off piece?
No, I think it's an expression.
Is it a separate thing?
P-I-S-T.
Is that not like a
piste?
Jacob.
It's like a Jacob.
Pieced.
Off piste.
That's a thing.
Is that a phrase?
Say it in my ear, Jacob.
There's a
phrase.
How
do you spell it?
This is really good radio because Jacob's behind soundproof glass.
Listening to a man Google something.
Anyways,
we'll get back to paste.
So, yeah.
Bing that.
Who's your like in your comedy? Who's your, like your inspirations? Because your style, I do agree with Jack. It's fresh. It's original. So what kind of like you must have some kind of people you look up to? And
Ricky Gervais probably. He would be my favourite when it comes to stand up.
But you, like, don't, you don't just copy him. So.
No.
I don't really like Ricky Gervais. I don't.
Not, weird.
Not into it.
I definitely have done that more than once. Can't see it. But probably Ricky Gervais. I used to really love like Bill Bailey, his earlier shows, like musical stuff. Bo Burnham on YouTube as well. I would always watch his stuff.
Blast from the past. What's he doing these days?
I went to see Bo Burnham live in Norwich.
I'd definitely go if he was on tour. I'd absolutely go see him. He's proper big, you know, comedian now in the States.
Yeah, he's just that's the way I describe him. He's just a celebrity now.
Yeah, he's not, made the proper cut. It's not like that kind of YouTube guy anymore. Yeah. It's just Bo Burnham.
I've seen him do some cameos in some sitcoms.
Big stuff. Yeah, he was in that film with Eminem, wasn't he? He did a scene with Eminem in
8 Mile.
What?
Yeah, no, there was some comedy film, and then at the end they just threw in loads of cameos. And then Bo Burnham.
He had his own MTV show for one series.
Did he?
Yeah.
Just one series.
You get in the second series. It was surprising, though, even for MTV, when they like love reality TV, that they even had something like that. Mm. So it was like it never stood a chance, really.
What was he doing on it?
It was like, I think it was Zach Stone wants to be famous, and basically he was like an American teenager who wants to become famous by any means possible on the internet. So making a sex tape and doing stuff like that.
Okay.
Poor chap.
Sounds like something.
Oh.
Huh? There's something I'm trying to figure out.
Cocks are turning.
Yeah, I'm not trying to insult you in any way.
Oh, here we go.
No, I'm not. Honestly, not. Who's the person that we said Jack looked like? Ages
Donald
ago?
Trump?
No.
Gary Busey.
Gary Busey. When we did a thing, because you reminded me of it, just by saying what you said then. We did this like mock up of an interview that didn't happen. I just cut a little audio clips from him saying stuff and made a thing. And I kind of came across this thing where this MTV show, some guy spent a week with Gary Busey. And it is the most insane thing you've ever seen in your life.
I saw a clip from it, and he's just hosing the guy
in his
garden.
He starts like attacking him, and then they're camping, and he's just got a knife out. And the guy's like, no, Gary. He literally loses his shit.
Gary.
It's so weird.
What is this?
I think it was like I don't know if it was MTV, but it was a show where they spend a week with Gary Busey, and it's just... I think it is MTV.
Wow.
It's just the most peculiar... Sorry, I don't know why I brought it up, but...
I just found this.
It's worth a look.
Remember this?
The Gary Busey Show with the beautiful Tom Norris on FR Radio.
Yeah, but that was when I had, like, blonde hair.
Yeah.
My teeth were, like...
No,
your teeth were fine. You're fine. You look like you do now, just with different hair.
Yeah.
Exactly the same.
Cool.
Go back to your formal question.
Yeah, yeah. I think I'm gonna probably bin them off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too formal.
There's this thing that says ask him for impressions. Mm.
Sure. How did you get into YouTube?
By doing impressions.
Is that how you started?
Yeah. And also, I used to help out people like Bri, for example, because he lived quite close to me.
Oh, amazing!
So I'd help him out with his videos, and then I was like, you know what, I should give this a shot. And then obviously I could do impressions. And I made a video of 20 Family Guy impressions, and that went viral. And then I was like, well, let's keep it up.
That's here we are.
And so I did.
One video I saw, impressions video that you did, that I thought was very original, was the comedians one.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't really see people doing impressions of comedians.
No.
Are you confident on your impressions of those guys?
That was like 3 years ago now. I can't remember which ones
I
did.
So it should be even better by now.
You did Sean Locke, and you spoke about...
Yeah,
putting a castle in.
Yeah, it was like, oh, what a goldfish got to do with castles? Come on, Sean Locke, something like that. I can't remember.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm rusty. And then there was Ricky Gervais, but I could just do the laugh.
Oh. Yeah,
but it was like, look at his little face.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. I like that.
That's very good.
You're doing yours, aren't you?
Doing what?
Your Gervais.
Doing it for an hour and a half.
Hour and a half. What about 6 years, mate? Jeez. No, it's all right. We're pals.
That's funny. This is name dropping massively, but obviously we posted all the stuff last night, naming things.
Yeah.
And Jack sometimes gets a bit excited when he tweets and just horrible grammar.
Yeah.
And Ricky Gervais liked one of his tweets, but he's like, do you think he just liked it because of the shit grammar?
Yeah.
He'll never know.
We'll never know.
I was like, thanks to everyone who made this possibly.
I didn't even read that.
That's what it said. Yeah, that was good. Right, let's go to a song, and then we'll come back, and we'll play a bit of an improvisation.
Improv game.
It's comedy.
Let's go.
Is it alright?
I come round? Is it too late if I come now? Would you stay up to figure this out some way? If I stay here, would you come back? If I stay cool, would you be mad? Would you want me if I want you that way? Cause all I can't think about is coming over, all I can't think about is coming over, all I can't think about is coming over,
summer anthem.
Robbie Knox listening to it in the sun.
Hope you're doing well, Robbie. Just got a little message on the WhatsApp group saying Robbie's laying in the sun, listen to this.
Did he meet them Morris dancers? Well, not meet him, go and see him.
I don't know.
We'll
have to find
out. We'll ask him next time he's in.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Or just send me a WhatsApp, Rob.
So, Sean,
yeah,
the comedic genius that you are.
Oh, stop.
We're going to play an improvisation game.
Okay.
But don't worry, this is more, we have to impress you more than the other way around.
Yeah.
Right. You've already impressed us, that's why you're here. Fucking, you've made it.
Brilliant.
You've made it. So, basically, who's going to go first?
I think you should.
Alright, I'll
go
first.
So basically, the way it was going to work is, we've given you a scenario, so you're going to know your character, Jack's going to know his character.
Okay.
But during when he's talking to you, I want to show him some new things that happen in this, and then he's going to act it out.
Right.
So you're going to be on your toes, you don't know where it's going.
Oh, hang on.
Okay.
To be fair, if you're showing me where it's going, like, yeah, I'm being directed already, so it's more Sean who's doing the improviser.
Yeah. Yeah, I still think he needs to be on his toes.
Okay.
But
okay,
at the end of this, you can tell us who, you know, who is the best at improv.
Okay.
For some reason, we want to know that.
Yeah. None of us has ever done improv before, but we're going to do it now. So, I guess this whole show's like improv in a way.
In a way. Yeah. The fact that how structured it is.
With how little we plan it throughout the week.
So, okay, so the first one is a vet, and Jack's going in, and he has a sick pup.
Okay.
Okay. Ding!
Hello, what's up?
Are you a vet?
Yes, this is a vet.
I've got a sick pup.
Oh, God, get him up here on the table.
Right,
let's have a look.
Put him up. It's a really big, it's big for a pup.
Jesus Christ. Jesus. That's a pup.
Can dogs still be pups if they're four?
I don't know. Either that or he's got gigantism.
That's what I thought. I think he's dead. Oh. I think the pup's dead.
Well, I mean, you don't need a vet. You need a pet cemetery, man.
Well, can you look at it and confirm if it's dead?
Okay.
Yes, he's dead.
How do you know? Just by touching it?
I touched... I found the vein.
That's not its vein. That's its... I think by touching that, you just killed it.
Oh, geez. Yeah, I was actually strangling him. I wasn't checking the pulse.
You're a fucking
murderer. I'm a terrible vein. It's my first day.
Because you read that wrong, Jack.
Sorry, what?
When I said you,
yeah,
I meant you.
Sorry, I know it's your first day. You didn't kill the dog. I think I killed the dog, and right. That's why I'm bringing it in.
Oh, God, that would have been a terrible first day. Yeah. See, I didn't even know if he was dead or alive. I'm not good at this. Okay. All right. Yeah, I agree with that. He definitely looks dead. I mean, what do you want to do about it now?
I was just wondering if I... What can I do? Can I eat a dog? Can dogs be eaten?
I mean, in this country, it's frowned upon. But I mean, if you went on a holiday somewhere, maybe.
Can I get that through customs?
You might want to like send the letter ahead of time, just so they're in, you know, don't want to get a Johnny Depp situation going on.
Okay, last question.
Yeah.
Do you sell any cheap cats?
Yeah, on the reception there, on the shelf.
Lovely, thank you very much.
Thanks for coming.
Improv.
The reason why that went so wrong is, the minute you discussed this one, this is the only one that's been discussed previously.
Yeah.
And you knew the angle we were going at, and you just didn't go that way. But you killed it. It goes a bit sinister. Then you explain because it attacked loads of kids.
And right.
Shall we go again?
But I don't know.
Okay.
And then those kids were demon kids. And then it was going to be, but the demon kids were big on charity work. So, twists and turns. But
so many
let's
twists
just try.
And
let's see how this is going to go.
Right. So if that's the only one we've planned.
All right. So
right.
Is there any backing music, Will, at all?
Oh, you want to create some
ambiance?
No, I'm
taking the music off.
Okay.
I think if this goes well, we're going to rename the genre of comedy to Tomedy.
So, bit of a pun there.
Tom goes to see Sean. Sean is a dentist.
Okay.
Oh, you're wearing white. I'm guessing you're my dentist today.
Sorry, in English,
sorry,
please.
Sorry, are you a dentist?
Yes, I am. Welcome.
I've got a banging sore tooth.
Oh, come here. Let's have a look. Open wide.
Wait, before we start, I recognise you from somewhere.
Okay.
Are you local?
Yes, I walk to work.
Do you shop in Morrison's regularly?
Occasionally.
Oh, because, Wait a minute.
Are you thinking of someone else, perhaps?
No. Do you remember the name Pamela?
Pamela?
Yes, Pamela. Do you remember it? Maybe if she was kissing your face, you'd remember it.
I suppose I would. I mean, why? What's with the questions?
Pamela is my other half.
Oh, the Pamela?
Yeah, you piece of shit.
Yeah. Hey, she started it.
No, well, she started
in the,
it.
In the dairy aisle of Morrison's.
Well, she said milk meat? No. I don't know why she would say milk meat. She's not lactating. Oh, but look, Pamela aside, this tooth is really painful.
So oh, God, okay.
Can you look at it?
Yeah, I mean, I am a professional.
Oh, God, my teeth are falling out.
Oh, what have I done?
I don't know if it's you. There's not enough detail in the script. But I've...
Well, I mean, you just
it's
got
you.
Here.
It's your fault.
Oh, God, I guess I slipped. It's my first day.
That'll do.
Is that it?
Yeah.
The last line was good.
The last line, yeah.
That's my excuse for everything.
Yeah. It's my first.
I don't have to do this, though.
Well, I think it went so well that you definitely have to do it.
Sean's holding the show together.
But for this one to work, right, we've not written down the thing, so we're just going to shout things at you.
Right.
All right, so...
Okay. Well, why don't we whisper in their ears what they do, and we can kind of... So
you're like our puppeteers.
Yeah, they're both on the day, aren't they?
Okay.
All right, okay.
Cool. We'll come round there.
For those that can't see the studio, Jackie's walking
I'll
around.
I'll do Sean, you do well.
Tom is coming around to inform me. Here we go.
Right, guys, so, basically... Oh, yeah. Want them off.
We don't know.
Right.
That's okay.
So... You're on a speed date.
Right.
Let's just say blind date, because speed date would be quick.
Blind date?
Speed date. A blind speed date.
Yes.
Hello?
Loads of Labradors. Just
literally blind, yeah.
Loads of Labradors.
No, let's say a speed date. They need to see each other.
Blind date, you see the girl.
There's 15 minutes left,
come. Blind date, what do you think a blind date
speed
is?
Speed dates are blind dates anyway, aren't they?
That's not a blind.
That's a different thing.
That's dating in the dark.
Yeah.
Let's just go for it. Come on.
Speed dating. Let's go. Who's the woman? Who's the boy? Or we both the same sex?
You're both same sex.
Same sex. Cool.
21st century, man.
Right.
Okay. Hey, buongiorno.
Oh, hello, Sean.
No, my name is Giovanni. I'm from Italy.
Well, Sean,
I like you.
I like you too, and you're going to like me even more. So I've just had some big news, actually.
Okay.
Looking at a millionaire.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Actually, oh no. Oh, okay. That's a lot of money. This is a weird Italian accent.
I actually won the Chinese lottery, so it's lots of yen.
Oh,
but no, I don't know why that makes a difference to the story, because any money is good money in my eyes.
It doesn't. Okay, this changes things. Oh God, do you smell that?
No.
Oh, what is that smell?
I don't
smell
anything.
God, did you have an accident?
Not me. No, not me.
During a date.
Pardon, Sean? I'm sorry.
My name is Giovanni.
Sorry, Giovanni. The smell's making... I can't smell anything.
It might be your penis, sir.
No, it's definitely not
could
mine,
it be
Giovanni.
Your biggest smelly cock.
I mean, it stinks a bit in here, but maybe we should go outside and go for a little walk in my garden.
Okay.
My sexy garden.
Is it... how do you say you look a bit rapey?
Just like that, you've said it really well.
I
actually
just decided right now.
Oh, you don't want to come to my sexy garden?
No, how do I say this? Goodbye, sir. Arrivederci.
Don't you want to dance with me?
Requiescat in pace. That's all I know from Assassin's Creed.
Is that the date over now?
Yeah, he spat in your face and left.
Oh, why? That feels quite real, actually.
Because you have a smelly cock.
I think we're all pretty pretty good.
In a way.
I mean, we didn't stop at any point.
At least we didn't do that on air. At least we practiced it.
Just yeah.
So let's do the real one
coming
now.
Back in 5, 4, 3.
Is there any way to delete sort of like 15 minutes?
No, that was all right. No, that was good.
Was it?
That'd be something.
How good?
10 out of 10.
I think it was. Who was best? Who was best at that?
Let's see. I liked Tom's Pamela storyline.
Yeah, that was very strong.
To me, it was captivating.
That, so.
Oh, well then.
Yeah.
So,
that's the thing.
You were working with good material.
Effort, yeah.
So, although that's not improv, then, really, is it?
No.
None of it was.
What
really.
Did we, what no, did was we just
it,
do?
It was improv, because I didn't know what you were
saying. Semi improv.
So. Oh, yeah, you said the name Pamela, and for that, I think you deserve a gold crown.
Pamela. Yeah. Well, thank you, mate. Should we go to a song and then we're going to come back and do the play?
We will indeed.
Yes, this one is Little Comet with Little Italy.
Woo!
Yeah!
Luffly. That was L-U-F-F-L-Y.
That was so lovely.
Did you like Luffly.
I wasn't really listening to it. We were just having a chat.
Yeah. Yeah. Good background music.
Sean, are you familiar with the kids' game Habbo Hotel?
No, actually.
Not really a game.
Oh, it was an online chat room / game.
Okay.
So basically, everybody had their own room within a hotel.
Right.
A virtual hotel.
Yeah.
And a kind of running joke that we have on the show is because when I was younger, I invested a lot of man hours into that. It was kind of, did you play RuneScape?
No, actually, I didn't play too many games like that. I have heard of that, though.
Yeah, it's kind of like you put real money into it. You have,
things.
And I was actually, I scammed a lot of people on there.
Really?
Like, I was a 12-year-old just scamming other kids, not really knowing what I was doing.
Yeah.
And I built up a big fortune of wealth within the game.
Holy crap.
And was like famous within Habbo, which is very embarrassing now because it is a shit game.
Yeah.
But my name on there was number one chav.
Number one chav.
Yeah, so basically, this part, that's the history, sort of. This is a segment we do where one of us writes a play every week, and it's an ongoing drama. And within the play, what has happened recently is myself, Will, and Tom have been transported as humans into Habbo Hotel.
Right.
So we're now characters within the hotel.
I see.
So it may be a bit complicated for you, but
it's fine, I got it.
I've asked Sean to do the narration as well. He's going to be playing the character, is it just random bloke, or is it Gavin?
Yeah. It's random man.
Yeah, you're random man.
Random man.
He's very chipper, but then he gets a little bit. But you'll figure that out.
A little bit
sad. Yeah.
Right.
That's okay.
You'll nail that, I'm sure. And if there's any bad grammar, it's not funny to point out bad grammar. just read it.
Yeah, I was having a quick look. It's okay.
Right, so Tom has
Jism
written this one.
Yes.
And Jism. We're in Habbo Hotel.
Jism.
Okay. I shall begin. The lads stood there, pixelated and confused. How the hell were they going to get out of here?
So, Willie, what's it going to be? You going to give me your password or not?
You know what?
Don't do anything brash, Will. Look at his shoes. He's wearing Crocs. Never trust a man in Crocs.
Yeah, Will. I don't think you should listen to him. He looks like he stinks.
Let me finish, Jack. Ever since we appeared in this dated chat room medium, I've been keeping a close eye on you.
Oh, yeah? Right, what did you...
You like what you see, did you?
Oh, yeah. Like what you see, did you?
Literally one punch, Will. I'll get him.
Look at Tom trying to act tough. I know we're in a... Fuck me.
Let me start again.
Right. Let me just be able to read today.
Let's start again. Right. It's all right, Jack. It's not on air.
Read your line when you're telling us to do their line.
Right. So how should I do number one chav?
You'd be like,
So, Willie, what's it going to be?
Italian.
So, Willie, what's it gonna be?
You know what?
Don't do anything brash, Will. Look at his shoes. He's wearing Crocs. Never trust a man in Crocs, Will.
Yeah, Will, I don't think you should listen to him, mate. He looks like he stinks.
Let me finish, Jack. Ever since we appeared in this dated chat room medium, I've been keeping a close eye on you.
Oh, yeah? Like what you see, did you?
Literally one punch, Will, and I'll get him.
Look at Tom trying to act tough. I know we're in a computer game, mate, but this is a chat room, not Tekken.
Tom! Let me do this. And I noticed something.
Will leaned in toward number one chav, extended his arm out and placed his finger onto number one chav's shoulder, where there was one dark green pixel which looked very out of place.
Do you know what this is, Tom?
A bogey?
Nope, not quite.
Will begins to stride back and forth in a manner where if he was smoking a pipe, it wouldn't look out of place.
That, my dear boy, is called a cluttock.
You what, bruv?
Yeah, Will, answer this croc-wearing turd.
It is only the third most deadly online virus out there.
How do you know that, Will?
I was sent it on an IT course and they told us.
So what does that mean?
Yeah, Will, answer this croc-wearing shit.
For fuck's sake, it's the wrong fucking button. This is all
just
again.
Fucking speak the fucking word.
If he doesn't put a certain HDMI code in, it would be wiped and gone forever. And I know
do that
the code.
Slowly, 'cause that's quite a big line there.
If he doesn't put a certain HTML
code in, yep.
How's that Hotmail?
That's sure I have Hotmail. God.
Is it?
It's not.
I don't is think it? It is.
No, it's not.
Do it again without me interrupting you in the wrong
right,
way.
Right, so number one chav's about to scam him, but Will has pointed out that he's got a weird coloured pixel on his shoulder.
Then Will...
If he doesn't put that Hotmail code in...
Will's got a HTML code that could potentially save him.
If he doesn't do it...
He will be wiped out and gone. And I know the fucking code.
Uh-oh.
Tell me, what the fuck?
How do we get out of here?
And just as things got tense, a random chap came over and began to talk to the group.
Hello, guys. My name is Gavin, and I've come here to make new friends. How do you do?
Hey, Gavin, mate. Not a great time right now, so...
I've been ever so lonely since my wife went out to buy that milk. She has been gone for the last 3 years. I haven't been able to have any cups of tea or coffee since, as I am afraid that if I buy some milk and she returns with hers, then we would have far too much.
This is depressing me a bit.
I don't know whether to shoot him or hug him. Higgin.
Can we get back to business, guys? Sorry, Gavin, that sounds like a rank scenario, but I need to save these Muppets, so if you wouldn't mind being on your way...
No problem at all. See you later, new friend. Bye, it's my first day.
Tell me how we get out of here, chavvy bollocks, and the code is yours.
Fine. You need to go to that fruit machine in the corner. There is a keypad on the side. Type in any website in the side and hit enter. It will take you there.
The boys all looked at each other, then gave it legs straight toward the fruit machine.
What about me? What about this fucking virus?
Tom was right. It was a bogey.
Tom got to the keypad first and he began to type.
Right, wait there. Wait there, Sean. There's some music coming.
You read this like speedily.
Yeah. Wait. Now.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Join us next week to find out where does Tom take the boys next? Did we really go on an IT course? Did Will really go on an IT course, maybe? Will Jack ever admit to Tom that he in fact has two pairs of Crocs? Join us next week for more Foo Boys.
Fuck me. So I wrote that so late last night, but I thought I nailed the fuck out of this.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Gavin, you're really confident in that. Weird, man.
No, I like
Sean nailed Gavin.
What?
You nailed it.
Yes, thank you. I just got in his skin.
You did. You were wearing Gavin.
It was not your first day.
It's good. It's good because Sean can read as well.
Yeah.
It's weird that it's
hard. It's a handy talent.
Yeah. We've had many narrators that can't.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Let's leave that there.
So.
Epic Braille.
Epic Braille. No, I enjoyed that. Thanks to Sean for coming on the show.
Thanks.
Hope you've enjoyed it.
I did indeed.
There is always a place for you here, Sean.
Oh, thank you.
That's Sean, where do we find all your stuff online?
You can find my stuff at youtube.com/ Sean Burke Show. My Facebook page and Twitter page have the same link as well.
Good continuity to have.
Yeah, I was thinking ahead there.
Some people can learn
there.
Some lessons from Sean.
Not saying any names.
No.
Me?
No,
you're alright.
It's all about you, Sam.
No, I just
wipe your tears away.
You hadn't spoken to me for about 30 seconds, so I wanted the attention.
Sorry, mate.
What's up in the coming up in the pipeline for you, sir?
Well, the main thing is I just made an online comedy show for Channel 4, and the first episode is out. It's called Hollywood Hijack, and I get to meet loads of celebrities. I met the cast of The Huntsman, Chris Hemsworth,
lovely,
Emily Blunt, and pretty much embarrassed myself in front of them, which is great.
It's a very good, very funny show.
Jack linked it to me. I watched it and I very much enjoyed it.
Yeah,
I'm glad.
That on the 4OD website?
It is indeed. Yeah, it's on the All 4 website now, and actually Channel 4's YouTube channel as well, so you can check it out there.
Lovely stuff. Perfect. Thanks for joining us today, Sean.
Thanks for having me, lads.
Thanks for being my co-host as usual, Nozas.
No worries, mate.
And thank you for fiddling with your beautiful little buttons as usual, producer Will.
Thank you, Jack.
Hey, guys, if you want to listen to us again, the podcast will be out on Monday.
And don't forget to go to Comedy Central to check out the hilarious clips of all the viral stars that we went around.
I will do that right now.
Okay. We're just a bunch of guys succeeding in life. We've got Sean on 4OD, us on Comedy Central. Whatever next.
Will started working the next on the weekends.
Yeah, to get some new bottles. Hey Tom, stop stealing my sunshine!
Cheers guys! Bye!
I was lying on the grass of Sunday morning of last week, indulging in my self-defeat. My mind was thugged on lacy buds, all twisted around the beat. Morning week, impair my tribal lunar speak.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.